now the first of State Impact's four-part series on the history of Oklahoma's scenic rivers and the threats they face. The six waterways are magnets for tourism and examples of the pristine natural beauty of eastern Oklahoma. Their scenic status also gives them special protections, and as State Impact's Logan Layden reports for KGOU, the fight to preserve them included a legislature that placed environment above industry.
If you have a good group of people and enough alcohol, you can make anything fun.
Even though it's Monday morning, a rowdy group of Tulsans pour into a short bus at the Diamond Head Resort and take off for the nearest access point into the Illinois River. They're oblivious to the decades of effort it took to keep this water clear and the river flowing.
It hasn't been a very easy row to plow.
For 32 years, Ed Feit has been executive director of the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission, which was created in the late 1970s to oversee the Illinois and Upper Mountain Fork Rivers, Lee, Little Lee, Barren Fork, and Flint Creeks.
There used to be, at some of these planning meetings back in the 70s, there would be, for instance, a rancher from over on Barren Fork Creek called out one of the federal employees who was here doing the study and threatened his life. There have been local residents that have pitted themselves against each other.
The creation of the commission was the culmination of a fight that has its origins in the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act passed by Congress in 1968. Jeff Briley with the Oklahoma History Center.
The dates are important because of where our national attention is. That whole late 60s era is vitally important from a national standpoint.
It was a different time, when even in Oklahoma, protecting the environment was a top political priority. Some legislators wanted rivers in the Illinois watershed to be included in the federal government's new system, which would mean the use of eminent domain to seize land and water rights. But former State Representative James Townsend's attention had been on rivers for years, and he had an Oklahoma solution. Ed Feit calls him the godfather of the state's Scenic Rivers Act.
I grew up in eastern Oklahoma, and as a boy, the rivers and streams were my playgrounds. And rivers and streams have a personality. A lake is just a lake. But I want to tell you, a river or a creek has its own personality. And you get acquainted with it, and you love it.
In 1970, finally feeling he had enough support in the legislature, Townsend delivered a stirring speech just before the vote. No recording of the address exists, but Townsend, now 86, summons his old oratory to recite the final lines once again.
Oklahoma's future is bright only so long as the air is fresh and our water is clean. Oklahomans, wake up. The slimy shadows of pollution is approaching and threatening our environment. It must be attacked. It must be stopped. Environment first, industry second. Oklahoma always.
The bill passed, but it took seven more years for the law to get teeth, until the creation of the Scenic Rivers Commission after another push for federal intervention. Feit says by the 1970s, the river's unique beauty was under pressure from tourists, dams, and the growth of industry and population in northeast Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. Today, those are still some of the biggest issues facing the rivers. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
And State Impact's series on the people, places, and importance of Oklahoma's scenic rivers continues next week. There's more information at kgou.org.